so thankful for victory. So thankful for victory. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. They've tried to ignore it, they've tried to bind it, they've tried to burn it, they've tried to destroy it, but the Word of God remains silent. Man has stopped, Satan has ripped and torn at the very fibers of the standing on God's Word, but it prevails. I'm so thankful today for God's inerrant, precious, holy Word. You've heard it said, it's going to stand when all else fails. The Word of God enriches our lives. The Word of God enables us to thrive in a world that is full of sin and decay. The Word declares victory. I'm thankful for the Word. For the precious Word. In Paul's letter to the church there at Corinth, chapter number 15, Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at verses 55 down through verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. In what? In the Lord. Oh, dear friend, I thought about this passage of Scripture. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I hope you understand something today, dear friend. The Lord has made every blood-bought believer victorious tonight. I don't know about you, but I feel like a winner. You say, Brother Lynn, how do you feel like a winner? I can feel like a winner today, dear friend, because I know in whom that I serve, and I know in whom that I belong to. And praise his glorious name, I'm on the winning team, dear friend. You may be a sports fan. You may have a team that may be going far in the playoffs or in a tournament. You let a football team win a huge game, and the fans will get so excited that they will literally tear the goalpost down. You watch a basketball team that is advancing in the tournament, or they may have won the regional title. They're so excited that they will literally cut the net off the rim of the goal. I thought about that. I thought about how that you and I today, dear friends, are to have that excitement in our lives. Because I want you to understand something today, dear friends. Every blood-bought believer is a winner and has victory through Jesus Christ. I pray today that you feel like a winner, dear friends. I pray today that you have put a whole victory and that you know in whom that it is that you serve and whom that it is that you belong to. I tell you today, dear friends, if you leave Pine Hill Baptist Church today, getting defeated, I can tell you on the authority of God's word, it's your to this church, I thought about how unique the letter was to the Corinthian church. In Lake City, in Rocky Top, in Coal Creek, it's estimated that there's 1,700 to 1,900 people. I thought about the city of Corinth. The Apostle Paul had had a ministry in Ephesus. He had been in Ephesus for 3 years. He wrote this little letter to the Corinthian believers. And he wrote this letter to a group that was massive in a city of over 400,000. And when you think about the size and the magnitude of Corinth, you see a city that is deprived of love. You see a city that is full of sin and decay. You see a land that Satan has ravaged and has had his way for a very long time. And I thought about how awful that it was in the day of Paul that so many felt defeated when the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings had gave himself for them. Then I think about the day. How there's so many in our world feels defeated. How there's so many in our little city feels defeated. I tell you today, dear friends, if Satan can beat you down, he most certainly will. Because he desires for you to feel defeated. He desires for you to crash. He desires for you to be oppressed. He desires for you to be held down. But thanks be to God. God, for the wonderful gift of victory that comes, praise God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul began to speak about that ultimate victory. He said, "O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy sting?" Oh, what's he saying, dear friends? Is that the last enemy, death, has a desire to bring defeat. But Paul, as he was writing to this city, wanted them to know that they did not have to leave this life being defeated, but they can leave this life victorious with eternal bliss through the majesty and the blessing that comes, praise God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I have victory. I have victory. Now, sometimes I'll tell you, the old adversary, he walks about seeking whom that he may devour, strives to knock me from spiritual pillar to spiritual post. There's times in my life, in days in my life, that I feel a little defeated. I feel a little beat down. But the Word of God, it's tried by man and by Satan to be destroyed. It kindles a fire in our bones like it did in Jeremiah, and it brings to us a hope and a joy and a peace and a euphoria that brings joy to our lives. Yeah. Oh, dear friends, when you think about Paul's letter, let us be reminded that he is speaking of something that struck a chord in the very lives of the Corinthians. He said, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" So many today feel that when you leave this life, it's over. I tell you today, preacher, I tell you today, Sunday school teacher, I tell you today, lay member, I tell you today, every blood-bought believer, if the blood of Jesus Christ had been applied to your life, when you take your last breath in this old world, praise be to God, you're in the presence of God. Paul said, to be at this body should be present with the Lord. That's victory. That's victory. That's victory. You watch a lot of automobile racing like I do, you follow it like I do, you will see those that win. They go to the winner's circle. Those who finish wonderfully, they stand on the podium. Oh, I'm thankful today, dear friends, that I'm standing on the podium. I'm thankful today that I'm in the winner's circle with Jesus Christ, my Lord. Oh, you say, well, life is sometimes hard. Oh, yes, it is. But the Bible tells us in verse 55, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray today, my Lord, my Savior, has taken away the sting of death for all who believe.
The sting. Being stung hurts, does it not? There's no doubt that many of us have been stung at one time or another. But if you read and you study about bees and wasps and their stinging characteristics, one in particular, a honeybee. When a honeybee stings, it leaves its stinger. It has what's called a barb stinger. Once it stings, you know what happens? The stinger has been released and it dies. Oh, I tell you, friend, Satan and his scheme was destroyed and died at Calvary. My Lord Jesus Christ, he declared victory from that old ragged cross when he said, it is finished. Victory came to all who have faith in him. Oh, what's he declaring to the church of the Corinthians? Oh, I tell you, you live in a prosperous city. You live where everything is at your beck and call. But you're living a defeated life because Jesus is not reigning as Lord among you. You see so many today are living a life of defeat because their Lord Jesus did not reign supreme in their life. I tell you today, dear friends, it don't matter what you may have. It don't matter what may be around you. If you know how Jesus Christ as Lord, you have absolutely nothing. Praise God with him. You have it. But most importantly, dear friends, what you have is victory. That's why that Paul said this. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You could not attain victory with your abilities, with your insight, with your demeanor, with your money, with your might, with your power. But the only way to obtain victory and to have faith in Jesus Christ and trust and be obedient to his divine will. He's declaring the church of the Corinthians. You want to live a victorious life? You want to live in the ways that brings joy to your heart? Trust in Jesus. Because you see, dear friends, when death comes with those that are without, damnation is ushered in. But praise be to God who wants faith and having the blood of the Lamb applied to one's life, victory is ours. You say, Brother Lynn, you got problems? Yes. You got worries? Yes. You got woes? Yes. You got hardship? Yes. But despite all these things, praise God, I got victory. I got victory. Paul didn't write to the church of the Corinthians telling them that it was going to be easy. He didn't say that it was all going to be smooth sailing. But what he did say to them was that victory comes through Jesus Christ. And death, because of sin, was not the end for a believer. Oh, praise be to God, because of the living blood. Praise his name, we live. We live. Life. Think about the Corinthians. You think about all that they had. The way of materialism was much. They were called carnal Christians. The lust of the flesh, the desire of self-will ruled their lives. They'd rather go here and do and seek the things that would satisfy the flesh than to surrender to the will of God. Sounds very familiar today. Sounds like so many today that has so much when you get right down to the brass tacks. Without Jesus Christ, we have little. But I thought, old Paul looked at this people, looked at this church. I thought about something that he said when he was reminded of all that was in Corinth as he was writing that little epistle from Ephesus. Paul tells them in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 2, he says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Because what Jesus had done for him, Paul knew that Christ could do for the Corinthians. If they, like me, would surrender to his will, would not have to live a defeated life, but be thankful and prayerful and grateful that victory is there. I have victory today. I have victory. Do you have victory? Are you living a victorious life? The NCAA tournament's going on. I don't know who's going to win it. There's a lot of teams, a lot of different brackets. But you know something? I have a sneaking suspicion when it comes right down to the Final Four. One goes to the ultimate championship game. I don't believe the winner's going to say, "Oh, well, whatever." I don't believe they're going to say, "Well, you know, it's okay. It's all right." But that's the way we live. You call to a Christian that had the blood of Jesus Christ applied to his or her life. We sometimes are hung down. We're sometimes low and sinking in ourselves. When the day we should rejoice, we're to shout, we're to sing that victory is ours. How big? Dear friends, I'm aware. And I want you to understand something today. If you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, praise God, you're a winner too. You may be saying, "Brother O'Leary, I ain't been living like a winner. I've not been doing like a winner. I've not been embracing the victory that Jesus Christ has so graciously given me." Praise God, you can start now. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us all rejoice and be what? Glad in it. Glad in it. Are you glad in it today? Has victory flowed through your bones? Has it stirred your heart? Has it compelled you to shout? If it has not, praise his name, it should. We have something to shout about. No matter how bad things seem, no matter how things may seem to be falling apart in your life or the lives that is around you, if you've got Jesus, praise God, you've got everything. You got it. You got it. Yours for the taking. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. You can't obtain it any other way but through the Son.
Oh, in our little study that we've been doing daily, when Jesus cried out from that old rugged cross and the veil of the temple was ripped in twain to the top to the bottom, at the side, at the shadow, at the top of victory to all who comes through faith. The Bible says that veil of the temple was as thick as a man's hand. Teams of ox could not destroy it or pull it apart. The power of God was magnified. And the power of God began to work mightily and to show all that was in the temple that the Lord Jesus Christ was the way and forever will be the way of victory for man. Victory today? Do you desire victory today? You say, Brother Lynn, it's hard. Yes, it is. Dear friends, it's hard. Paul would write, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Lynn, has he given you and me through faith the ultimate victory? Yes, if you know him and you have your faith and your trust in him and the blood of the Lamb has been applied to your life, there's been a place prepared for you in glory. You say, well, what about now? What about here and now? What about as I'm struggling each and every day, facing the challenges and the stress of life? What about now? What about that? You tried to ban it. You tried to burn it. You tried to destroy it. But to none of that. The Word of God's going to stand when all else fails. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, when Jesus gave the wonderful discourse on the Good Shepherd, listen to what that he says in verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, dear friend, not only does the Lord give you victory, but he will give you an abundant life as you walk down this way. Yeah. I walk a whole lot better with him than I do without. When I walk with him, I sense victory. Not only do I feel triumphant, but I look triumphant. When I have him on my side, and we're walking hand in hand, despite all the problems and the woes of life, there is joy in my heart. Paul, in this epistle, notice here what he said as he closed in verse 58. He said that the ultimate victory should be a motivation for service. What does that say, dear friends? He walks with us and he talks with us. Not only are we assured victory, but we're walking in victory. I'm thankful today, dear friends, and I'm not striving for victory. I'm going from victory because Jesus gave me victory at Calvary. Yeah. All right. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Hold your ground when temptation comes and trying times come, when it seems as though everything is leveled against you, praise God, stand your ground. Be unmovable. Be rooted. Get spiritual deep roots, friends. Always. Always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. Always
abound in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. With every step you take, every effort that's been made in your walk of victory, as you're taking your victory lap around this old hellish world, I want you to know that you're the witness. You have the testimony that the world needs to see in you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now listen. You win something in this old world that might bring you some pride and some joy. But if you've won something and I see you sitting here with your hands in your face, I wouldn't think you was too victorious. Instead of coming in first place, I would think you come in last place. Why is it with so many today in our church look as though that they're in last place? Why? It's so many that are blood-bought, grace-given, product of the love of Jesus Christ are literally defeated. Simply put, it's because of your adversary who walked about seeking whom that he may devour has a desire to tear you down. The grace be unto God for that unspeakable. Thank great that God has provided for me and has provided for you victory. Victory. Whether I go or whether I stay, praise his glorious name, I'm a winner anyway. Are you a winner today? Are you living like a winner? Do you feel like a winner? Do you look like a winner? I can't answer that for you. I can only answer it for me. I may not look like much, may not have much, may not seem like much. Praise be to God, I got Jesus. I'm wearing the right jersey, friends, and it ain't this white shirt. I'm on the right team. Praise God, I'm on the winning team. Now, there's been times in my life I've been a bench warmer. There's been times in my life that I ain't acted like a starter. Praise be to God, I'm on the winning team. Let's just be obedient to the will of God and say, Lord, put me in. Let me go. Here I am, Lord, send me. Let us today act, feel, and believe that not only that we're winners and have victory, but we're living and that we're showing the world what team we're on. Praise God on the winning day. We stand to